The Holy Gospel is written in the 8th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 31.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, must be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have the mind and concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called to the crowd to him along with the disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me, for the gospel, will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what anyone gives in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me, my words, in adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them. And when he comes in his Father's glory, be holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trust you all had a good week. Spent time in giving up things for Lent or deciding? And did you purpose something for Christ? Whatever you gave up, did you replace it in spending with the Lord? Anyone starting to spend a little more time? Not going to raise our hands or shake our head. This is the season to reflect on ourselves, where we stand, how we've grown the past year in God, and then what is it that we're willing to set aside for a season of time and fill that with spending more time with Him. Is that important? That's good. It's good for us each time to remember those things, to spend time with Him. It can be individually, it can be as a family, but spending more time with God and appreciating what He has done. We've come to a point where we know that we've seen the witness that Jesus was definitely the Son of God, one through demons that were scared of Him. And he told him, "I don't need you to tell me who I am or other people." He also saw it in regards to God Himself. God said, "This is my Son, who I am well pleased." He's doing what He wants as for the Father. And one, He said, what should we do? Listen to Him. And the other thing He says, "I want you to know, again, I am pleased with Him." He is doing the will and following what the Father has advised. It's interesting because at the beginning, those are the two testimonies of who Jesus is. Then we got to the point where Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah." Now, testimony of His disciples. And Jesus said to him, "That didn't just come to you. That came from where?" From God Himself speaking through you. Now something changes. As they're going around, Jesus tells His disciples, three things are going to happen. But before that, if somebody was to ask you about Jesus, what do you think? What are some of the things that you think about if somebody said, "Tell me something about your faith in Jesus"? He does what? He forgives your sins. That's a blessing thing, isn't it? Can you imagine being burdened down with your sins? How would you like it? Every day you woke up, long list came out, all the things you've done wrong. Maybe the things you did yesterday. But what if it was what you've done ever since you were born? May take a long time to get breakfast, huh? But to know you've been forgiven. And remember that through this season. What other things can you think about if somebody was to ask you, tell me about Jesus? Awful quiet. Love. You know, it's interesting because when people are sharing Christ or sharing why they should have a relationship with Christ, one of the things is love. This is a world that is in need, and there are many people lacking love. Homes are broken. Families have been torn apart. People don't feel love. When you're looking for satisfaction in life, we might look through our careers to see if they can satisfy us. We might look through what we might do for others. But isn't it nice to know you didn't have to do anything to earn God's love? He loved you where you were. He loves you where you're at. What else do you think of? Pardon? A shepherd. See, the Jewish people at a time had been studying the scribes and the Pharisees. They studied what Jesus was going to be to them. And one, a shepherd. One that would what? Guide, lead, and protect. In your life, as you've known the Savior, have you seen him guide you? Have you seen him protect you? They even inspect you. Following and leading sheep. Okay, that's good. Those are good ones. Love, Savior, what else? You can't be wrong. What else are you thinking? Pardon? Healing. The Jewish people at the time believed that God had the power and would heal, provide healing. In fact, in Jesus' ministry, a lot of it at the beginning was healing and casting out demons. And perhaps in your life, you've seen that the one we can always count on, no matter what's happening with our health, is God himself. He is able to do things that our doctors, hospitals, pills can't do. Doesn't always mean we'll experience it because there might be other reasons. One more. Pardon? Teacher. Good. A rabbi. The Jews looked at it and said, he will be a leader of the people. He will be a teacher. He will be able to explain. And so those were the things that they were looking at. It's interesting because the Jewish leaders missed something. They missed Psalm 22. They missed Isaiah 55. And so Jesus tells his disciples, there are three things that the Lord Jesus must experience in his life and walk on this earth. Did you see them? They're in your little scripture there. You can cheat. Three things. First one must be what? He will. Pardon? He will what? Deny? Okay, that's what he's talking about us later. But what three things is Jesus going to experience?
He must suffer.
He says the first thing is he will suffer. Now, when someone shares Christ with you, we hear a lot of things in sharing Christ. You can find love, you'll find peace, maybe some would even say prosperity. Did you know that when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you also would suffer? If you go out in that world today, beyond the church walls, and you profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ, very soon, very quickly, you will suffer. Because of who you identify with. And the Jewish leaders at that time, we don't know why, when they were looking for the Messiah, they did not look and see that the Messiah would have to suffer. And so he said to his disciples, the Lord must suffer. And some of you as believers, if you've been a believer for a long time, you may have experienced a little bit of what? Suffering. Maybe it's your job. Maybe you didn't advance. Maybe your neighborhood, they'd rather you have to move out. But you would suffer for standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. The next thing he said, the religious leaders, those that are teaching you about God, they will what with him? They'll reject him. He won't be accepted, won't be looked up and expected to be the Messiah. He'll be rejected by the religious leaders to the point where they'll be even looking to do something else. But there'll be times because of your faith and what you stand for, you'll be rejected by mankind, by your neighborhood, by stores, whatever you may do. You may suffer, you'll be rejected, and what's the last thing he tells them? I will also be what? Put to death. I'll be killed. Now, when you think of the Messiah coming, you don't expect that, do you? You see the glorious reign, the things that he will do, but we wouldn't expect suffering, rejection, and death. In fact, Peter does what? Takes Jesus aside and rebukes him and says, that's not going to happen. We're not going to allow you to be rejected. We're accepting it. We're promoted. We're going to not let you suffer anything. And we'll definitely not see that you are killed. And Jesus' answer to him was, get behind me, Satan. It no longer was God speaking to him. God's intention was that he would follow what God had designed, and that he would die for sinful man. Satan, remember, when he was testing him, was saying, look, do this, and you won't have to suffer. Bow down to me, and these things can be yours, and there will be no suffering, no rejection. I'll give it to you. But he knew what his purpose was. Now, as a believer, we can tell you that your life will change and there'll be great things ahead. But we must tell you, you could even die for being a believer in Christ. Some people, when they profess their knowledge in Christ, even their families have had them killed. What does he do to gain the whole world and lose your soul? What a thing it is to be a follower of Christ. But folks, it may cost you. Remember that. You might suffer. Could even be rejected by your own family. And some have died for standing for Christ. Examine this Lent. How important is Jesus to you? Stand firm. Hold true. Draw closer. And may your faith grow stronger in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. You have told the disciples and You've told us. The reason You came was to save sinful man. To die on a cross and make it right for us to be standing in the light of God. Forgiven. But we recognize that we might suffer. We might be rejected. And some might lose their lives. Watch over us, we pray. Keep us strong through this Lenten season. And let us shine a light for You in this community. In Jesus' name, amen.